Peya, Perkei, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah discusses halacha involving a gadish. A gadish is the pile of grain, once you've harvested it all. And so a gadish shalo luka tachtov, the Mishnah says, that if you have a pile of grain that was not, the leket was not removed from underneath it, meaning to say the leket that falls down during the process of the harvesting, and the aniyim haven't made it to the field yet, and therefore they have not had a chance to pick up the leket from the ground. And the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the field, the farmer, he goes ahead and makes his pile of grain and places it all on top of an area that has leket sitting there. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, kol hanogea ba'aretz, anything that touches the ground, harehu shel aniyim, it belongs to the poor people. And this is a kenas, this is a penalty that the Chachamim made for having made your gadish on top of an area that has leket that belongs to aniyim. You shouldn't do that. It would hide it from the aniyim, then you wouldn't have access to it. It gets mixed up with the aniyim. This kenas, this penalty goes so far, the Yerushalmi says, that even if, let's say, the leket that's there is barley and the piles of grain that you put there is wheat, so anything that's not barley, obviously not leket. Still, the halacha is, it's a penalty that anything touching the ground, even if it's wheat and couldn't possibly be leket, it belongs to the aniyim. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, haruach shepizra es hamarim. Let's say you have, the wind comes along and spreads all the sheaves of grain around an area where there is leket, and now the leket is all mixed in with the sheaves of grain, and we don't want to penalize you because you didn't do anything on purpose, but it's now mixed up. So how do you calculate and figure out how much of it should be leket to be given to the aniyim? So Mishnah says, omdim osa, you estimate, kama leket hi ru'ya la'asos, you calculate an estimation of how much leket should this field really produce on average, and that's what you give to the aniyim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, nosin l'aniyim b'kadei nefila, you give to the aniyim what falls down normally. Now, the question is, what is the difference between the Tanakama, who says, what estimate a kama leket he ru'ya lasos, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says nosim laniyim b'kadei nefila. So the Gemara Bava Metzia explains that kadei nefila is a specific amount; it's 1/45 of the of what's harvested. That's what the Gemara Bava Metzia says. So the Vilna Gaon explains that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the following: that according to the Tanakama, we estimate specifically based on this particular field, how much would this type of field normally produce for leket? And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we use a standard, and that standard is 1/45. Regardless of the type of field, we use a standard calculation, and that is the difference between the two opinions.